refer to that. Say it happened exactly what to this day. No, this is 1971, but if something happened exactly in 1970 on the same day, you would say that happened almost in the past. Or if you could say past year, or you might say something else that would mean past year.
Hey, what?
Do you know?
What time is it?
Yes. Would you ever say a year ago? A year ago? Do you use that, or do you say a past year?
It's a wristwatch.
You say a year ago?
Okay.
Well, now, if the sun is shining and the weather's good, you might say, open up your window and say, oh, it's...
I would say 7:30. Right. Many people say half past.
But if you looked out and it were rainy or dark, you would say it's a gloomy day. Right.
All right. If it were
tell Miss Sarah I asked all that.
I'll tell her you were really a good informant. You might look out and see that the weather, you know, maybe you think rain or snow is going to come. You're not sure, but you know something's happening out there. How would you say that? The weather is...
What's your name, little boy? Where'd you come from?
It's all right now, but you think maybe something might... like it might rain or snow. It might come.
What's your favorite sport? Let me ask you.
You would say the weather is...
Do you know any football players?
It might be...
Who?
It might be a rain, or if you think it's not going to stay the same, you'd say, well, I think the weather is...
Who did they play for?
Yeah, you might say the weather is changing. Would you ever use... Or would you say...
Where are they?
Do you ever say the weather is threatening?
Atlanta.
What would you usually say, though?
Football teams.
Yeah, if it's going to snow or rain pretty soon. Do you ever say the weather is gathering? Do you ever use that expression?
Who played last Sunday?
Okay, fine. All right, now what are these white things that float up in the sky? What do you call those?
And who?
You know, they float through the air.
Cleveland Browns, I always forget their name.
Airplanes go through them, too.
31
All right. See, I can't say the word. I have to get you to say it. So, you know, now you know what we're doing. It takes a little while. Okay. Or say it's been raining and all of a sudden the conditions improve.
You have a football.
You say, oh, the weather has... Yeah, but would you say that or you use another term? The weather has... Or would you ever say it's has fairing off, fairing off, clear. Or cleared off?
Yeah, I'd say this weather look like it's clearing off.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever say fairing off? Is that a word you might use?
I'll ask different questions. Some that are appropriate.
Yeah, clearing off.
All right,
good.
Robbie. Today is Thursday.
All right.
What do you call Friday?
Now, who's gonna hear this?
Who will hear this? My professor. He writes it all out in phonetic alphabet. How about that?
What do you say? I'm going
all right.
To
let's see now. If you were leaving someone's house, what would you say? Say it were in the evening, would you say you were leaving their house?
Wake up, what
you'd
say?
Been there to see them. And it was, say, evening time, you'd say...
That's right.
As you were leaving.
And morning is...
Would you say anything?
I'd say it's time to go.
And then you'd say, well...
Yeah.
Just the minute you're leaving, you say, well...